So if I see a for each loop, the first thing that will come to my mind is, like, is it for each loop over an entity that is eagerly loaded? So is it in memory data, or is there some lazy loading, and is there less a risk that from the for each loop we are calling a queries? We should always be using set operations instead of getting a query one by one. So when I see a for each loop in conjunction with a database access, I'm immediately like, hey, can we load all this in one shot and then load it to memory in some array or collection or list or whatever you like, and then iterate over that in memory data. But don't really go, like, a nice example is you have 10 IDs and then you send a query like, hey, give me a record with this ID. Another query, hey, give me the record with this ID. This way you send 10 queries. If you restructure that logic a little bit, you can tell the SQL server or any database server, hey, give me all the records that have ID that matches to either this or this number or that number or some other number or this other number. And then the database server will give you the matching records, and then you have them in memory, and then you can process. All you needed was one query, not more.